Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
The Motor World expansion into the Wyoming Valley Mall has been approved.
All right.
According to the Times Leader, Motor World now one step closer to making a new home at the Wyoming Valley Mall. As the zoning hearing board did approve the first phase of the projected project. So it would take over pretty much a very significant portion of the mall, according to this. So we already know they're off of Route 315 in Wilkes-Barre.
Right.
So now they have 6 variances, side and rear yard, building and parking setback requirements, a parking lot, landscaping, and vegetation requirements, plus those for signage as well. All approved unanimously. No public comment from members of the audience regarding the project. So, specifically, according to the Times Leader, they were given the approval to waive the requirement to plant shade trees on the landscaping islands in order to keep cars for sale that the dealership will have on the lot visible to protect them from vandalism.
So they
used to have to do was put vegetation in those to pretty them up and look nice, but right. They don't want anything blocking a view. They'll have cameras out there. They have vehicles that will be on the property. So
no one said this, but hey, if you want a tree, go to a park or look at a picture.
Anyway, they have to do that as a variance because it was something required. And they say it's the first step in a longer process where the dealership would acquire a portion of the mall, including those areas formerly occupied by Sears and Bon-Ton and areas currently occupied by Macy's Men's and Home and Ken Pollock Tire and Auto Center. They will convert that space into a service car detailing area and also a car wash. And then they'll have some administrative offices in part of the former Bon-Ton.
Yeah, it's a kind of an interesting idea. They're not that far from that location to begin with. I feel like I read this and I'm tricking myself. Are they leaving the other location or just expanding out?
Expanding.
Okay, yeah. Because, I mean, I think they're going to have such a huge footprint in that area.
Well, they do say in this proposal, there will not be interior access to the mall from the dealership, but Motor World does plan to construct a pedestrian pathway so customers can go between both. So,
that's nice.
Yeah.
And, I mean,
it's kind of weird. Like if you're in a mall, like, hey, there's the dealership, but they'll have a path.
Yeah, it'd be weird if they were like, we're going to build a wall. No one will cross.
No one shall. You have to know the secret word to get in.
Total side note, but related. Have you ever been to a mall where there's like an outside something and it doesn't have the inside entrance where you can go right in? Like a restaurant and you're like, wait, what? We have to go outside now?
Yeah.
It's like movie theaters will do that. It's like, to me, that drives me crazy. So kudos to them for thinking about it. Not that anyone's going to the malls right now. That's how we end up in this situation.
That's why we've ended up at a time and place where a dealership is taking over a big, big portion of it.
And Amazon's not necessarily easily delivering cars. So that's something you still have to, for the most part.
Right.
There are cars. Oh my God, they do have those delivery services. But still, that's a big deal. And it's going to
So they've gotten through hurdle one.
If you like what you hear, click follow.